Blog Talk Radio.
Special guest in the, on the line.
Hello?
Hey, I'm honored. So let us know who you are. Give us a little introduction of who you are and everything.
It's your girl, G-Girl, from The Icy Show. It's a podcast that's been around for 3.5 years. I've done over 450 interviews. I'm international, and I'm an actress also. And, yeah, now I'm on your show. You were on Icy Show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so I'm honored to have you on my show. And I'm honored for you to give me a platform to showcase my show and everything and talk about hip-hop. So let us know how you got into the business and give us a little background and how you got into the business and everything. Yeah.
Okay, so I've been in the industry since 2008. I used to have a couple of record labels. I was the CEO of one record label and a manager. And shout out to Massive Hustle Records. That's where I started from. In 2008, I used to host from 2008 to 2011. I used to host at nightclubs in Boston, Massachusetts, different ones. Sariano's and Lynn, and Taboo on Route 1. And then I used to be a promoter for many different artists all around the world. And then I started getting in 3 years ago. I got into acting. I'm in Don Hayes of the Gangster movie on YouTube. And in between from the promoting with the many artists, I was under a different record label. I've been in different ones, and now I'm with Polar Man Entertainment. They're from down south, but they are state to state and country to country. We have artists in every single state and every single country. So also I have an artist that I manage in Boston. He's a producer. His name is Colombian Dragon, and we have a special right now, 2 beats for $240, originally $200 a beat, and they're all original. He makes them by hand, and they are for you to own, not to rent, to buy, or lease, any of that. These are for you to own. And if you guys are interested, contact me, Jackie Brown with 2 C's, J-A-C-C-I-E Brown on Facebook. And also I'm on Snapchat, Instagram, and I'm also in web series. Get Fly with 2 Y's, so it's G-E-T space F-L-Y-Y, coming out 2022 this summer. And then in June, I'll be down in Texas filming for 2 movies, and I'm in other web series and movies, and music videos, too, for artists all around the world, like in, say, Florida, New York, and Philly. And I did my tour last year. I did a tour from June until September. I went to Detroit. I went to Michigan, Ohio, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, so tell us who was your influences in the music industry and everything.
Wu-Tang was one of... a group that I looked up to when I was going through some tough times. I would put their music on. Met the Man, and also Run DMC. I would be listening to their music. And there's a lot of great talent that I can't pick one over the other, because I feel like I would hurt feelings because I know a lot of people in the industry. So if I pick one particular artist that really, like, you know, Alicia Keys, I really respect her. She got a great talent with doing the keyboard and being an R&B singer. So I fluctuate depending on what I'm going through. But I do turn to music every time. Music is my soul.
Yeah, so what do you think about the music industry and where you see it going and how you see it's going and how you see it's represented in the music industry and where you see it at, where you see it going in the next 4 or 5 years?
I feel like technology is taking over everything on the music industry. Unfortunately, artists don't sell their CDs. They give them a zip drive when they go to perform. I'm old school. I like to, you know, hand out the CDs. I still tell my artists that, you know, I belong to that record label, and I let them know. Still pass out CDs when you go to a show. You know, I'm the old school. Like, we used to put flyers up, stapling them on telephone poles, you know, and I feel bad because these DJs aren't DJs. I'm not going to say not all the DJs, but a lot of the new generation DJs. Like, we got a legend in Boston, DJ Black. He is old school from, like, old school, like, originally. And, you know, he still scratches, uses vinyl, not CDs, you know what I'm trying to say, vinyl records. And, you know, the new generation, unfortunately, they use technology and they don't do what these DJs have done for years, you know, scratching with the vinyl. You know, I remember 8-tracks. You know, they don't even know what the hell I'm saying when I say 8-tracks to them. And they look at me like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. No, I do know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the problem is. Technology is taking over the music industry. You know, when you go to perform, you used to have the DJ right there with the turntables, you know, scratching it up, entwining one song with the other song. You don't hear that no more. When you go to a show, they just press one button. They have the gunshots in the background, pressing another button, you know, the horn going. You want to see the actual DJs, like, scratching, you know, putting that work in. That's what a DJ is, not to just sit there and press a button. And I feel like, you know, unfortunately, technology is taking over the music industry. You know, we don't have block parties anymore. We, you know, a DJ be out there having the whole neighborhood come together just by playing music, playing the local and legends music. And that's what's sad, really sad.
I think you just said it all. What happened to hip hop? That's what happened. That's exactly what it is. See, I got a song, What Happened to Hip Hop? You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. They was not told. You can't blame the youngsters because they wasn't told. It wasn't educated because the OGs is the one that sold out our music industry, man. They didn't tell the youngsters. They didn't teach them that. They don't know.
Right.
Because they don't know hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't taught either. They don't know the history of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it was the two turntables and a microphone before the MC, okay? See, you don't tell a story. See?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know. Like you said, it was a scratch, not a push button. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not no auto-tune. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no auto-tune.
Even making a beat.
Man.
They would sit there and, you know, beatbox with their mouth and, you know, doing,
oh,
making beats like that.
Say it again. Before the MC, so, right? That was before the MC, right?
Yes, yes. They would sit there and, you know.
That was before the MC, right? Oh.
To beatboxing?
Tell them. It was before the MC. All of that made the MC. Without the beatbox, there wasn't no boop. There wouldn't be no MC.
Right, right. It's true. Yep. So
they don't know the elements. They don't know the elements. The elements. The elements. It was the elements before the MC, okay? The beatbox.
Yep.
The scratch. The DJ.
Mm-hmm.
The breakdancing. The graffiti.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Hip-hop. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They told. They wasn't told. You just told them. We just educate them because this is what my show is about. And I'm honored to have you on my show. And I thank you so much for giving me a platform to network and get my show out there and everything. And I thank you again for having me on your show. And it's been an
honor.
You're very
welcome. Thank you.
We hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We talk about hip-hop. We hip-hop on my show. That's the top of it. Yeah.
Yes. I like the old school, you know, I like going to a show and, you know, the underground, you go into like a basement and then there's the DJ scratching. And that's what I love about DJ Black in Boston. You know, he has a radio station that he still sits there with the microphone and the two turntables and he sits and he scratches there for hours. He never gives it up, and he's an OG in Boston, and I love that about him, you know. I've known him since my music career started in 2008, and I see, you know, he used to host nightclubs, and then now he's doing the DJing thing, and I love it because, you know, he sits there for hours, and his hand never gets tired. He's always scratching, and it's a dope feeling because that's what I grew up on, and people don't realize, you know, like I said, the new generation, they like going to that techno with the buttons, the lights going. It's like, that's not what it's about. It's about, like I said, the DJ scratching, you know, beatboxing in the microphone. And, you know, now everything's changed. You know, I'm 43 years old. I'll be 44 this year. And I can't believe it. Like, I remember, you know, going to, like, One Health. One person will have the big boombox. Boombox. And, you know, everybody would be around there, you know, just spitting. They wouldn't even be rapping or anything. They would just be like, you know, I don't know how to do it. My son's good at that stuff. But, yeah, it's changed a lot, unfortunately. I wish that it should be like a law that they can't press one button to be a DJ. Like, they need to get the turntables up and scratch that. Like, that's, you want to feel it. You want to feel it in your soul.
Yeah, but you know what? It's too far gone because they don't understand the elements. Again, it's the elements, and it was an order before everything. You had to have flow, number one. There you go. You know, the mic, the beat, and the stage, that's how it was. You just set it off. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
there wasn't no posse. It wasn't no dancers. It was the mic, the beat, and the stage. And that's like you said, it broke out the boombox. You know what I'm saying? It was the scratch. They gave honor to the DJs because the DJs is the one that started hip-hop. The MC didn't start nothing. Okay, let's get it right. You know, the DJ was the first rappers. The first B-boys was the first rappers. The first graffiti artists were the first rappers. Okay, so CMC, MC, yeah, and rap again. It was different. You know, not hip to the hop, to the hippity hop. You know what I'm saying? It's the message. Broken glass everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Different flow. You understand? We come from that generation. We don't come from hip to the hop. Ain't no disrespect to rappers delight, okay? I'm just saying, you know, it was a different thing, okay? The music started with the beatboxing, like you said. That's what hip-hop started. No, it wasn't hip-hop first. It was rap first. They don't tell you that. You had to get diss and you had to get battle before you got on the mic first. Because you had to be an MC first before you became a rapper. Because the first rappers were DJs. The first rappers were graffiti artists. The first rappers, and the females was rappers before the males. So, like I said, they got it all twisted.
Right, facts.
Tell me I'm lying.
No, you're right. You're definitely right.
And the females don't get enough respect, and the females started hip-hop before Rappers Delight. The females was rapping before Rappers Delight came out. Okay, ask somebody.
Yeah.
Some Shot Rock and all of them. Okay, Shot Rock the Funky 4+1. Okay, that was before Rappers Delight. Okay, Ask somebody. Mm-hmm. Treacherous three. Dougie Fresh and Slick Rich and Ricky D. Sorry, before Slick Rich. Ricky D and Dougie Fresh and the Treacherous Three. And Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They don't know about hip hop, man. They don't know.
You need to go around to different schools to teach the younger generation how hip hop started.
We got it in the archives. They just don't respect our music because they couldn't. Mm-hmm. This new school wouldn't have been no new school without us because they got our flow all in their music. They bite us. They stole our soul and made a lot of money off our stuff. They sample music all the time. They don't even make music no more. They just sample music.
Exactly. I was just going to say,
they don't put in no work. They don't put in no work. They don't know about hard work. Like you said, they don't know about putting out posters and walking around handing out CDs and posters and all of that. You know, they don't know about marketing and promotion. You know what I'm saying? They just go on YouTube and promote their stuff. They don't know about hard work, like you said.
Yeah. It's technology. Technology took over.
They don't know about hip-hop, you understand? That's why we out here educating them. We try to educate them on my show. This is what it's about. Yeah, we're going to play some music, and then we're going to take some callers. So can we play Spliff G's music, It's Mine? Couple of callers and see what they got to say. So can we take the first caller?
Sure.
Five, eight, six, eight, eight, two.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Who's this? Where you calling from? Oh.
586-882, you're live. Nine one nine seven four oh. 919-740, you're live. 3415, you're live. 3415, you're live. Okay, well, continue on with the interview. I will screen to see who's on.
Yeah. So we back. Yeah. So tell us what's going on with you otherwise every day.
On Tuesdays, I do Bible studies. It's about 15 to 20 minutes. I read from a child's Bible, and I'm trying to interact with all the children. That's why I started to do that. You could check out last night's interview. My co-host was my son. And anybody that wants to be a co-host on that, just inbox me. I'll let you know what days I have available for a co-host. And that's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Jackie Brown Facebook. On Saturdays, I do my cooking show. That's every Saturday. The time fluctuates. And that's also on Jackie Brown Facebook. J-A-C-C-I-E Brown, but I'm trying to interact the Bible more. I was shocked this summer. I had a cookout for the kids in the neighborhood, and a kid did not know what a Bible was. So I was really like, whoa. So that's why I started to do it. I'd done it. Yesterday was 16 episodes I'd done, and I plan on doing it as long as I can. I would like to try to do it twice a week, but see what happens with my AC show. I'm really booked until June, so it's like hard to squeeze another day doing that, but you know, at least I'm doing it once a week. A lot of people don't interact the Bible anymore.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has their own belief and stuff, but you know, when we grew up, we had to go to Bible study, CCD, or you know, if you're at someone's house and their parents are about to do Bible studies, you locked in that house until Bible studies is done. And I understand the churches, you know, went sour, but, I mean, that doesn't mean you don't teach. We're supposed to be our kids' teacher. So, you know, you're supposed to let the next generation know, at least give them a Bible. And the Bible's scary. So, like, I first started to teach my son with the real Bible, and he was frightened by it. So then I used to be Catholic, and now I'm a Christian. My son is 11, and last year he got baptized. So I got rebaptized, you know. And the reason why I did that is so he could get baptized. No other church. We went to different states because his son is, his father is Christian, and I was Catholic. So it was a conflict in the church, which I don't believe it should be. That's like being racist. You shouldn't be a conflict in parents that are trying to get the children in, you know, baptized. But my son is 11. It took all these years. And finally one church opened the doors during Corona, Father Dr. Thomas in Boston. He opened the church just for my son and I to get baptized. And that was the best feeling, knowing my son was baptized. That bothered me, being a parent, not knowing my other two children are baptized, but my baby is not baptized.
Take another. We're going to take another caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
240, you're live.
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Where you calling from?
DMV area. Tamar?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this? Where you calling from?
Maryland. from the DMV area. District Heights.
Salute.
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I sound too far away. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, now you're closer. Now you sound better.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
I'm Samara. I'm calling from the District Heights area.
So give us a little background. You're on the line with Jackie Brown, the host of IC Show in Boston and in Boston, Massachusetts. So go ahead. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an artist, singer, songwriter, publisher, and I have a song out called Tell Me. And also I will be having a show here in D.C. on February the 3rd and the 20th.
Awesome.
Yes.
How long you been doing music?
We're doing quite some time, really. Oh, wow.
That's dope. You ever come to Boston?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I'm an up-and-coming artist right now.
Okay.
Been
okay,
around.
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So give us a little background on you and how you got into business and how and what was your influences in the music industry.
I got into business through another artist as well, Shaw, and I was inspired also through another artist as well, and that was Neo. Shout out to Neo. And yeah, basically been at it, and I had to, been in the music industry for a long time. I'm in the DMV area.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
tell me, coming out
soon. Yeah, in February. February the 11th.
Okay, right around the corner.
Yeah.
So tell us so what is your message behind your music and everything, and what are you bringing to the table?
More inspirational and all. I come from a background of military, spiritual, and very stern family, so I believe in it wholeheartedly. So I come from, with an inspirational background. And
that's
fun.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us where we can find you and what your links are.
My Instagram page, Samara7S. And also you can listen to my music at the United Masters. It's also on Loom, YouTube.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for. And you send your music and send your songs to redheadron48@gmail.com, and I'll play it on the show. And send your music. We'll play it on the show.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep
friend
it up.
Me
you
up
have a nice one.
You too.
Keep it up. Please.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Absolutely.
We have another caller.
What's up, my dude? Old school hip hop and sex energy drink, Sean Felder. How y'all doing today, man?
Good.
Hey,
man.
How you doing, Sean? That's my homie from the Bronx, New York. We got Jackie Brown, host of the IC Show from Boston, Massachusetts, on the line.
How
you
doing, Jackie?
What's up?
Nice to meet you.
Peace. Nice to meet you.
Pretty good, good. I've been to Boston plenty of times, and with my energy drinks, I used to be a vendor for a fashion show up there in Boston with Shane Bennett. She used to live out there, a nice Jamaican model and entrepreneur, so I've done plenty of shows with her back in the past for 6 years before she relocated to Atlanta, so I know a little bit of Boston pretty good. So shout out to Shane Bennett, and she helped me learn how to pick models to model my drink. I remember the first time I did a show with her out there in 2013. She had a lot of connections. They were taking pictures of me holding my drinks, and she had some models coming through holding my drink support. So, yeah, she was a big helper by Essex Movement. So shout out again to Shane Bennett. And also want to shout out Darlene Allen. She had had my Essex Energy drink in her Curvy Girl calendar for 3 years. She's done it again in 2022. So go get that Curvy Girl calendar. Shout out Darlene Allen. She's on social media. She has my Essex Movement on the November 22 section. I see a picture of me, and it says of a lovely model, Essex Energy drink. So shout out to Darlene Allen of Curvy Girl calendar. And also I want to shout out my new Essex model of the year for January 2022. It is Isabel Gonzalez from Georgia. You can check her out on social media, Isabel Gonzalez. She's the first model of the Essex Model of the Month. You know, last year, the Essex Model of the Year was Barbie Banks. I've been doing that since 2013. So let's salute Isabel Gonzalez.
Salute to all the queens, definitely, and salute to you with your energy drink. Where can they get your energy drink? Is it just where you live, or is it?
No, I got a website. I can give you the website right now. I got two websites. Go to www. And you can also go to https://SeanFelderEssexEnergy@wissex.com. That's Seanfelder Essex Energy Drink. You check me out on Facebook, Sean Felder, Twitter, Sean Felder. I got two different Instagrams, Felder Sean and Felder 8167. You check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. I got over 30 or 40 different videos, podcasts with rappers and models, interviews of myself talking about the Essex Energy Drink movement. If you guys want to donate, go to my GoFundMe, Sean Felder Essex Energy Drink. I don't ask for much, $5, $10, $20, trying to raise $10,000 for me and my business partner, DJ Nikki. You can also check her out. She DJs, and she also is an author. So if you want to donate, go to my GoFundMe, Sean Felder Essex Energy Drink.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's my homie. What's the news? What's the keep us? You got any hip hop news from New York City going on? Any news?
Not recently. Well, you know, with the Super Bowl in 2 weeks, it's going to be hip hop history. They're going to be a halftime show of Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop. That's going to be big for hip hop. First time hip hop rappers going to be performing at a stage at the Hip Hop Awards. So I'm looking forward to that. That shows how far hip hop has come. Of course, you know the news of Rihanna is pregnant with ASP Rocky. So congratulations to the both of them. So Rihanna is about to have a child soon. Yes, 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 yes. And also everybody talks about Janet Jackson. Yeah. Yeah, Riri's pregnant.
Yeah, I heard T.I. want to do a versus battle with Eminem. What you know about that? Yeah, T.I.
Wow, I don't think T.I. can hang with Eminem. I don't see that happening.
I don't see that either.
I mean, Eminem is nasty now. Now they was talking about. They talk about
with Dr. Dre either. He want to fuck with Dr. Dre. I mean, he want to mess with Dr. Dre too.
Who? T.I.?
Yeah.
Oh no, I can't see that. T.I. would get smashed. Now there's rumors of Busta. Busta. They talk about Busta baby against Eminem. There's rumors about that.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. But we'll see if that works. Now, I just saw on the internet Nicki Minaj want to do a verse battle with somebody, but I already said if Nicki goes against Kim, I would go in with Lil' Kim for two reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Lyrically, Kim is better, and Kim paved the way from back in the days to a lot of MCs. You know, Nicki can spit, but I don't think she can spit like Lil' Kim. And I definitely know she don't want to go against Queen Latifah and Light and Lauryn Hill. They'll smash Nicki Minaj. I'm sorry. And I've seen them live.
No, she ain't going to mess with Lauryn Hill.
Oh, so no, long hair was fast.
She could run with Queen Latifah, though.
Right, that would be a good battle. That would be a good battle. Yeah. Even Remy Ma, I think, will smoke Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Remy Ma can spit.
Oh, yeah.
She's from the Terrace
World.
Boogie Down Bronx. So let's see who Nicki want to pick. I don't want to see no Nicki versus Cardi B. No. Go against one of the old school legendary female MCs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens.
They ain't got enough records to mess with them.
No.
A couple of hits, so. She can't mess with nobody from the old school.
You know something? Before I get up, I would even put Foxy Brown against Nicki. Because Foxy,
I was just
going to
say Foxy Brown. You took the words out of my mouth.
Foxy Brown used to be nice back in the days, man. I got an old picture, Source Magazine, with Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown on the front cover. And it's called Sex and Hip Hop Horrors. You remember that back in the days, OMP? It was an old Source magazine. And believe me, if Foxy was to come out and get that motivation, I think she'll smoke Nicki Minaj. So you can't sleep on Foxy Brown because she was, at one point, one of the top female MCs of the gang.
Fact. I was one of her supporters, so definitely I want to see Foxy Brown. I would like to see Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown go at it. I think that
would
be a good...
There was talk about doing that versus, but I think they couldn't get Foxy. Lil' Kim was willing to do it. But I personally want Lil' Kim, Jackie, to go against Nicki and give her that smoke. You know what I mean? And you know also who's nice? And she don't have enough hits, but she could probably give Nicki a run. The Lady of Rage, remember? Afro Puffs? She's kind of nice, too, back in the days. Lady of Rage.
Yeah.
So, you know, I grew up those era legendary MCs, you know, and
We was just talking about the women in hip-hop. They don't give them enough credit. They don't give the women enough credit in hip hop. They don't give them enough credit.
They sure don't. I think Remy Ma's supposed to do a documentary about the history of females in hip hop. It's supposed to be in the works. We don't know when, but I'll keep you posted. I think Remy's trying to do something to give the female MCs their due. So shout out to Remy Ma. So she says she's working on something like that, and we'll see what happens. But like I say, you guys take it easy. OMF, I keep
you
posted on things.
Hey.
And y'all take care, man. Be safe.
All
you
right.
too. God bless.
You too.
Be safe, baby. Bye-bye.
My love, man.
Peace.
Can we play?
Foxy Brown.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to, I went to Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Jay-Z, to their concert in Worcester Stadium in Boston. And that show was off the chain. When I say off the chain, that was one of the best concerts I ever been to, and I've been to a lot of concerts, and Lil' Kim came on, she was humping the bed. I don't know if I could cuss, so I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to cuss, but she was humping the bed. All the guys went crazy when she was doing that, like, for real. That was a good show, man. That was a great show, and that's old school hip-hop right there.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about that. They don't know how to put on a show like that. They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to do it because like I said, we come from the school. We come from the school of emceeing and putting on a show. You know, they don't do it no more.
Even Timbaland ain't making his beats no more, and his beats used to be fire. Fire.
Yeah. They don't make beats like that no more. They sample everything. They sample our music our music and sample it, and then they make this old trap music they call. They call it something else now. They don't call
drill
it hip hop no.
Music.
They call it something else. They call it, what they call it now?
Drill music. I'm not a fan of it.
Music. Yeah, they needed to change it. Yeah, we're going to play one more song. Can we play Peace Sinister's song, What About It?
We'll be right back. up, bro. Sometimes I jump in the C5. You know we gotta keep it live, keep the party live. That's why we drive to the festivity. Double parking, sparking is a must. My partner's low got rust on the grill. What the hell? We keep on rolling in the bucket, or even on the bus. Bar in Muni, you see me in the boonies. Walk man, talk man, that's how I roll, man. You gotta pay the toll, man. On the Bay Bridge, hitting the switch in the Riviera, Cosmera. We roll, we ride. My homie Kugna, wishing he was here so we can talk it up. See my homie be loved with the can in his hand, hit the brake and headed for the highway. Had to double back for the brute and the Swissers. Headed for the town, finna pop it at some sisters. Hit the Bay Bridge, looking at the landscape, finna do the damn thing. That's how we do it in the Bay. We riding.
Back. That was my boy Peace Sinister. We're featuring my boy Buddy Love. We back with Jackie Brown. What's going on?
Yes, what's going on, everyone? Peace, peace. Happy Woo Wednesday to everyone. And also, it's Black History Month too. So salute to everybody. You know, yesterday, my son said some speeches. From Malcolm X. Jackie Robinson, and every Tuesday when we do the Bible studies, he's going to keep on saying about five different ones. He's picking things and saying it. You know, I hope racism stops. His grandmother was a victim in Boston years ago, crossing over the bridge. She was arrested by white policemen in Boston. So, it's very serious, real serious, and I really wish that this racism comes to a complete end and never comes back. I really do.
Yeah, that's right on. Yeah. Shout out to Black History Month. It should be Black History Month all year round. It should be. It's the shortest day of the month, which is an insult already. So, but otherwise than that, people, all lives matter. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was the dream. You know what I'm saying? All lives matter. So shout out to Black History Month and like that. I forgot about saying that. Yeah. Shout out to that.
Amen.
Yeah, the inspiration. Yeah. Get rid of hate. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to love each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're supposed to walk. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, so give us your shouts out and where we can find you and everything. Give you a shout out before you go and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to God first. Shout out to all my children. Shout out to my artist, Colombian Dragon. Shout out to Virgo G, DTF Radio in Brooklyn, New York. Everyone that supports the Icy Show, shout out to you. If it wasn't for you guys supporting Icy Show, I would not be here almost 4 years. This June will be 4 years. I've done over 450 interviews in this four-year term. And, you know, it's been a blessing. It's been, I'm my own teacher, so it's been a journey, but it's awesome. I love it to be international, to, you know, interview. I had India, I interviewed UK. You know, it's amazing to be able to interview artists around from around the world. There's great talent everywhere. So don't stop your dream. Keep on going. But, you know, if you're not from the old school era, you know, get a DJ that is from the old school era. And, you know, I'm telling you, that would be your best music artist. That's just food for thought right there. And if anyone wants to be a guest on my Icy show, inbox me, Jackie Brown with two C's, J-A-C-C-I-E Brown, on Facebook. Also, check me out on Instagram, Icy Show G-Girl, Snapchat, and check me on Bible Studies on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I thank you again for having me on your show, sir, and I just shared it out, so hopefully people will submit their music, you know. And when is your show, every once a week or once a month?
Well, our show is every Wednesday, same time, 1 p.m.,
okay.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, too. On if you can't call in, you could listen to the show on blogtalkradio.com at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Eastern Standard Time. Send all your artists, so we shine together. You know, when we win, we all win. You know what I'm saying? We should teach one. So send people
yeah.
that send your artists to the show. Like you said, you're doing all kinds of stuff. You got a lot of hats, and that's the stuff you're supporting hip hop. That's the stuff
yeah.
keeping hip hop alive. And we need our
yeah.
OGs to keep hip hop alive, because we're keeping the dream alive. Because, you know what I'm saying? And we just letting them all know. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. And we educating
yeah.
them. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We got to keep the dream.
Yeah.
We got to keep it alive. You know what I'm saying? We got
yeah.
to keep it alive. I thank God for you that's doing a lot of things, and you're keeping, and you'll send your artists to my show. And like I said, you could do interviews. You send them, and you can set them up for interviews on the show. Send your, all
okay.
your artists. You send it to my Gmail. Hit me up on, you already got me on Instagram and Facebook already. And just send
yeah.
me, and then my TV show is coming up too. It's coming up
okay.
next month. So I'm letting everybody know my TV show is back on. That's going to be doing two.
Okay, let me know.
Yeah, so, yeah, two in about 2 or 3 weeks, the TV show will be coming up. So I have you on there to come on there and do the TV show. I was doing that before I did my radio show. I was doing a TV
okay.
show before that.
All right,
yeah,
let me know if
so,
you ever need me to be a co-host again. I'll be glad to be a
yeah,
co-host.
Definitely.
It was a great chance.
Definitely.
You're
going to do it. Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to Zulia Warriors. They are my security. So shout out to BK in Brooklyn. So I wanted to give that out real quick. I almost forgot him. He keeps me safe. So salute. And I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone that tuned in. And thank you again. God bless and stay healthy out there.
You too. Well, thank you. And I'm honored to have you on, and I'm honored for you to have me on my show. So thank you again. And feel ever grateful. You're going to keep on doing what we do. We're going to stay in touch. You know what
yes,
I'm
yes.
going to send artists to your
again.
Show, too.
Let me know when I can be another co-host again.
Yeah. And we'll send artists to your show, too.
All right, sir. Have a blessed night. I appreciate you
all right.
so much.
Yeah. Keep on doing
keep
what you do.
Keep hip-hop alive.
Stay
Let's get it.
You know, we do. Brooklyn in the house. You know what I'm talking about. Biggie Smalls,
yes,
you know what I'm talking about. Lil Kim, Foxy Brown,
yes.
you know, Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls.
Yes, yes.
You know, we do it. Brooklyn in the house. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Take care.
All right. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Peace. Yeah, this is RF, and I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. And we're going to go out with J-Mo's song. Can we play one of J-Mo's songs that I sent you? And we're going to see you next Wednesday. So it's on. talk to you. Have stay safe. Wear a mask. Black History Month. Yeah, make it.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown. Here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and I had a dream. But look at they sold out hip-hop, ran up on the spot, jumping out the box, dancing a lot. The motherfucker walking all up in our town like motherfucking Bozo the Clown.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I'm all up in the street and can't feel the heat. Motherfucker, they fucked around and fell with the beat. Now they are walking around here with wearing dresses, looking around trying to impress us. But look around, they sold their ass, gave up the cash. But walk around here, look, they made the mad dash. Motherfucker, they walking and looking around like clowns. Check out my motherfucking sound. OMF, we all up in your grill. We coming back, but we not Sugar Hill. They, we ain't dropping the real facts, dropping real rap. Motherfucker, we coming with the big, massive tax. Hip-hop, it ain't gonna never stop. We coming back like motherfucking Biggie and fucking Tupac. Mel's back on the motherfucking scene. Look around, check out the new fucking team.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I said it, OG should have been got our props. Look around, they done sold out fucking hip-hop. Walking around with a motherfucking wig and a perm. Look around, they had the nerve to get on board. Look around, check the noise. Look around, we coming and putting the shit back on pause. We back to take hip-hop. Motherfucker, fuck that. No more jumping out the box. Get real, this ain't Monty Hall. This ain't motherfucking Let's Make a Deal. Real MCs speak the truth. That's why our rhymes are fully stacked and fully bulletproof. Check out, we coming with the motherfucking lyricals. That's what I'm talking about. This ain't no miracle. We come with the motherfucking beat. Motherfucker like Beat Street. Motherfucker OMF when we taking back hip-hop. Coming back and it just don't fucking
I'm
stop.
OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow.